So we were up to Gimel Vav. Hadvarim sheyomar ha'ish kishe yekadesh, tzarich sheyeh inyanam shehu kana isha, lo sheyeh inyanam shehikna atzmo la. Right, the words that you say have to make it clear that he is acquiring a wife, not that he is bequeathing himself or making himself acquired to her. Ketzad, harei she'amar la. She said to her, O katav bishtar, shenatnu la, hareini ba'alech, is that I am your husband, hareini aruseich, hareini isheich, v'chol kayotze b'zeh, ein kan kiddushin klal. Amar la, o katav la, hareat ishti, arusati, hareat kinuya li, hareat chali, hareat b'shuti, hareat zat zkuka li, hareat lukuchati, hareat charufati, v'chol kayotze b'zeh, hareat zeh, mikudeshe. And we'll maybe just read one more halacha and we'll go back to it, right? The next halacha just clarifies that, right, the language has to be clear. And there are certain languages which are unclear what they mean. And then it's a suffix. So, ha'amar la, o katav la, hare at mu'edetli, right? You are special to me or designated to me. Hare at ezrati, you are my helper. Where does that come from? The pasuk. Right, that Chava was created as an Ezer Kenegdo. Hareat Negdi Kenegdo. Right? Hareat Tselati, because woman comes from the Tsela of man. Right? All these poetic ones. Harezes Skurati, you are the one who closed me up, right? Because God took out the Tsela and then closed up man. Hareat Tachti, or in either you are below me. Hareat Asurati, you are my captive. Hareat Tfusati, you are the one taken by me. Yes. Harezimukudesh bisafek. This is a safek. This is only if they were talking about marriage. But if they weren't talking about marriage, and he uses this doubtful language, so then it's not. Okay. Maybe just first a general point, which is this idea of making it clear that kiddushin is the man is doing the kinyan and the woman is being niknate, whatever, without getting into the question of, which we talked about earlier, whether it's a kinyan in the classic sense, right? If this is really parallel to monetary kinyan, which seems to be machlokes rishonim, with some rishonim saying yes and other rishonim insisting not. Right, this is it, you know, this general sort of overall arching point is what's behind Ramosha's opposition to double ring ceremonies, right? Is that it's the reframing, right? That's not that he's acquiring himself to her, but that it's a trade or something like that, or that it's they're acquiring to each other. Now, it is important to note that people often misquote Ramosha, right? And they quote Ramosha as saying that a double ring ceremony doesn't work. Because of this, Ramosha's tshuva is more complicated than that. Ramosha says that it does work. If the Masader Kiddushin knows Hilchot Kiddushin, meaning if it's like for him, you know, a traditional, an Orthodox rabbi, he knows halacha is somewhat not traditional. So then he says it's usur. But if it is a non-Orthodox rabbi who might be reconceptualizing Kiddushin, then he says it doesn't work, right? People asked him about, you know, contradictions, right? I'll just read you his last tshuva on the topic, which was, you wrote to me, Sheikha Stira, the tshuva zu, that I have a stira in my tshuvot, because in one tshuva I said it worked, and one said I didn't. He said, right, Le'inyan Tokef Kiddushin Reformer, Eniro HaShaychot Klal. So there's no, it's not. Because if it's a Rav Kasher, Sir Kedushin Tina Tabat, Mechatan, Lakalafne, Edom, Amira Chatan, Ariad Mekudeshet, Li, Ach, Achar, Zehiniach, Lasso, Davar, Hevel, Baalma. So if, marry her, and then he did something stupid, fine, Shigamakalan, Lakatan, Tabat, Amar, Ariad Mekudeshet, Lacha. And then afterwards, the woman said, oh, you're married to me. Okay, so he said that, it's just meaningless. So, oh, Atam Mekudash. Afshavad, Mashneach, Harav, Lakal, Lasso, Te, Isser, Asa, Isser, Godal. He said, the rabbi letting it happen, it was terrible. Because the Kiddushin worked, because they understood that there was Kiddushin, then you did whatever stupid thing you did. Yes, exactly. He writes it, reformer rabbi. Right, resh, ayin, pei, aleph, resh, mem, ayin, resh, rabbi, resh, aleph, bet, yud, yud. What? Yes, it also is one of the ways that Moshe would write derisively of non-Orthodox rabbis. He would write about Orthodox rabbis, rav, and he would write rabbi about not. Okay, anyways. Shekavetz asok ma'ezek edushin v'arei shaper mochech shenu singin dushay ha-Torah ela shehi netinat taba'ot ba'alma. Right, if someone who isn't, doesn't view themselves as bound to the halachic system, then when they're doing a double ring ceremony, they're not doing Kiddushin and then doing something which is meaningless. They're doing secular marriage, right? Again, it's not directly related, but I bring it up only because that's what drives our Moshe is that, yeah, look, it has to be clear what it is. If it's clear what it is and you're doing something that is meaningless, so then you didn't undermine it. If you made it clear from context that you actually are reconceptualizing the Kiddushin, and it doesn't work, right? Now, at some level, that's related to what's going on here, right? Which is, if he says words that make it that he's trying to marry himself to her rather than marrying her, so then he isn't doing Kiddusha, right? It needs to be clear. The words need to articulate it, right? Ramosha is like a related point.
But even if you would have this, like, reform, and they did, what would theoretically be a proper Kiddusha? Right? Not a double ring ceremony.
Yeah.
Would that be okay? Because it seems like you would also have to have the proper das that you're being.
Correct. Ramosha has a lot of reasons he doesn't like it, because he's saying, listen, if they're Machal Shabbos, and right, if the rabbis are Machal Shabbos and all the Edim are Machal Shabbos, you don't have Edim. And right, there's all types of reasons he's opposed to it. It's both internal to the Kiddushin and like the things that you need. But yeah, right, meaning even without the double ring ceremony, he thinks it might not work, right, if the Edim aren't kosher or if they don't view Kiddushin the same way. And it's clear to everyone they don't view it in the same way. Now, the Magen Mishnah adds an important point, right? Not a huge chiddush, but I think an important point, which is, now, first of all, he notes that there are some, the Gemara brings up a lot of these languages. It's not clear whether Harufati is good everywhere or in Yehuda, because the Gemara brings up that in Yehuda, they would use the word Harufa, like from Shifcha Harufa. That was one of the languages the Rambam said worked. Right? Now, the Gemara says that in Yehuda, they would call the person that ran Harufati based on the category of Shif Harufa.
Yeah.
Right? So, according to Chazal, Shif Harufa is a Chatzi and Chatzi Bat Choren, right, who's married. So, it's like a sort of marriage, but it means something along the lines of marriage. Yeah. So, the Rambam clearly sides with that. Okay, fine. That's not usually mechudash. Magen Mishnah adds, "V'dash elishanu mo'ilin v'hushu tehei aisha makeret b'hen." It has to be she understands it, right? Now that's not actually obvious, but it should be obvious. But right, meaning the point is, even the objective languages that things mean marriage, she needs to understand it, right? Because it is a Kenyan in the end of the day. Correct, but you might right, but it is important just to know that just because something's objectively the right language.
It's not like a halachic, like, you do this, my son, you're married. It's
right? Correct, right? So if you took, let's say, some, you know, you looked up in the dictionary the most arcane word you could think of for marriage, right? It would be like, technically, that is what it means, but if nobody at the wedding understands what it is, because it hasn't been used since, like, you know, regularly for 400 years.
But also the Edom, like, even if the woman understands,
Yeah. Now he says, if you're not talking about Kiddushin, so then if she says Hare Mikudeshet, then you're married. Right?
Yeah.
Because everyone understands it, right? So it's again the point is there's a certain sliding scale is wrong. It's just that right, there's an assessment of its mitziyot you need to.
Right. I mean, these things seem to be more like
exactly. But you also need Amira. It's not just that, right? Meaning, let's say, right, meaning you see that even the languages that they're not sure about, these are all languages that plausibly have something to do with marriage in the Torah. You can't just say a random word, right? Amira is important, right? So Gemara is misupak harei ezrati, but it's not picking a random word. It's saying the Torah does use the word, you know, ezer kenegdo and kenegdi, right? So it's, Gila dad is not enough, right?
If, right, but it doesn't sound like there's a strict halachic framework for what kind of word you use. It just means it has to imply marriage.
It has to, yes, meaning it has to mean marriage,
yeah.
Right?
Right, like, you can use any word.
Yeah. Right. Now, again, everyone has this technical problem with the Rambam, which is, why is he so convinced the Charufati works if the Gemara seems to say that it's right, Safek, and only Yehuda they called it. So the Ritva just says, well, no, the fact they use it in Yehuda, the Rambam could just say, well, the fact that they used it in Yehuda Kavua shows that, like, in the end of the day, we do assume that it's a word of Kiddush. Again, these are, like, minor points, but they do have to be fleshed out. Well, yeah, but in the other words, we don't. Arei Ezrati, Kenegdi, right, even though those, you know.
I mean, Harifati seems like less likely that you would just say it's down.
But... Yeah, so, yeah, okay, right. So, but still, well, Salati, you were my rib. I mean, that's sort of weird. So what Rashi clarifies is that, and the Kesem Mishnah quotes it here, is that they're said be'inyan kiddushin. Right, he says, there's a tzad kiddushin. I mean, the fact that God took the rib from Adam means that this is, like, related to marriage, but that's not a moment of marriage. That's when God took the rib or whatever, or the side, or whatever you want, or the tailbone, or whatever shitan chazal, to make a wife. But it wasn't the marriage itself. Right? That's why there's a suffix, because it's, like, ancillary to marriage, but it's not marriage, right? Now, the other possibility, obviously, in Charufati, as Gesher Mishnah notes, is that there are other Gersar in the Gemara that conclude decisively that Charufati is Mikudeshet. So it could just be the Rambam had that Gersa. Okay, you don't need to get too bugged down in that. I've never been to a wedding where they said Hariyat Charufati. It's never happened in my life. Maybe someone does it. I'm sure some weird person did it.
I'm sure, yeah.
But again, in the Mefarshim, they have all types of different girsot.
Does anyone say anything
other than Harriet? No, I've never been to one where they didn't say anything more than Harriet Mugadesha. You know, I don't know. I'm sure someone out there says. I mean, Harriet Mugadesha would work too. I've never heard anyone do that either, but. Yeah, I mean, that's always the question. Will yeshiva guys say something stupid, right? Yeah. Now, the Avazel notes that the Ran has a famous shita, which is very weird, that... that kiddushin doesn't really work through a kinyan directly. What it works is that the way it works is that woman is, or not that the woman is mocking herself to the man, but rather that she's mafkir herself,
yeah.
And then he's konem and afkir. This is the weird position they're on, and that's
how
a yeah. So this is very yeah. Don't ask. This is very strange. But he only right now, but he thinks that that's part of why these languages are in play, right? Because once you say it's that weird thing, so you got to figure out, okay, well, is the language he's using enough to, like, or something like that? Okay. I don't know. It's a very strange. Yes. Yes, it is.
So why would it not be a normal type of thing? I mean, it's still a kinyan.
Let's see anything else here. Right. I mean, the Ibn Azazel says that's why there's a question by Mu'eddet, right? Right, because Yud is a form of marriage, right? Yud is the marriage of the slave, you know, the slave woman. But he said again, once you say something like the Ran, that's what opens up the possibility that, yeah, but Yud is where he actually already owns her, right? Because she's a Shivcha, and then you transform the Shivcha into an Isha. But if you think like the Ran, right, the Kiddushin works differently. She's Mafker, and then he has to be Konev and Ahefker. It's like fundamentally different, you might say. Well, no, but anyways, it's a different mechanism from the Torah, but that's his point. Is that's why you might think that mechanism doesn't, you know, work in the same way. Now, it's also, when we say she has to be a Sukkin Bo to Inyan, right, why do you need her to be a Sukkin? So there's two possibilities, right? So the Ran, the Ibn Ezel points out that the Ran seems to say it's because of Dot, right? That by the Suffolk languages, there's no Suffolk if you use an ambiguous language and you're not talking about it, right? So he quotes the Ran, and he says, right? So he said, there's two questions here. What is what language works? And the other is, does she understand what it means, right? So those are the two things that you, right, that are in play here. And therefore, these languages might somewhat mean Kiddushin. Right, so he says, other way around, right? He says, there's two questions. These languages are suffik, and you need dot. Without midabarima, because they're ambiguous languages, it's puzzle, not because it doesn't need, it's not amira, but because she doesn't know that it's kiddushin. Meaning there's two questions, right? He says, right, if, remember, we need two things. We need dot, and we need the formal amira. So he says, these Suffolk languages, the Medaber Ima al Dominion, because they're Suffolk languages, we also don't know she understands what it is. So Medaber Ima is to provide the dot. And then, even if she has dot, she still need, he still needs to verbalize something that means Kiddushin.
Also, you could say that in the context of Kiddushin, these are Amiras of Kiddushin, but when they're not, they just
don't have. Right. Now the question is, are these only on the Suffolk languages or even on the Vade languages? And this is, he notes, a machloket, right? That the Rosh says that by the Vade languages, we don't have to worry that she doesn't understand it, right? Hariat Mikudeshet is Hariat Mikudeshet. It's only by the Suffolk languages. But some of the Rishonim think that no, even by some of the Vade languages, you need that. Maybe. He's a very long piece going through through this. Right, and then he says, then there's the, right, he quotes the Maredu as three divisions, right? There are languages that everyone understands are Kiddushin, and therefore, even without Medaber, ones that, there's like the Suffolk languages where we assume she knows unless she says otherwise, right? And then there are the ones where we're just Misupak, right? And those were only Misupak if it's... Yeah.
If she says otherwise, wouldn't that be for any...
Yeah, so this is... So, I mean, Azel himself ends up saying, I don't understand all this. He's like, well... He's like, he's trying to integrate all these different brightot, and he says, why is one stronger than the other, right? He just...
I mean, if she says otherwise, then no matter what you see,
Right. Now, he also gets into problems with Ne'amanut, right? There isn't just problems of why this would be, right? It's also the questions of why would she be Ne'amanut to say, I didn't understand it, right? In general, we don't, you know, take Ne'amanut like that because this is a Kenyan. Where he ends up assuming the reason that we might believe her is because we're talking about a case where there was a Maisa Kiddushin, right? Right, where Adam saw a Maisa Kiddushin. And then there's like an Isser component of it, right? Where she has to like clarify, did she mean it? Which has nafkamina for like, you know, kirva and stuff like that. Right, so he says maybe that's why we could have some clarifications because there was, you know, like we saw the Maisa Kiddushin. Okay, he has a very, very long piece here on some of the language issues, but maybe we'll just, yeah. But yeah, we have to go to Mincha, so let's stop it there. Okay.